Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, a quick reminder for farmers about next Tuesday's Wheat Field Day at UK's Princeton Research and Education Center. And for non-farmers, a connection for them about double cropping that might explain something for them. First, UK plant pathologist Carl Bradley says the May 10 event should be very valuable for farmers.
Yes, it's going to be a good field day. We've got several topics and speakers. I think this gives a chance for farmers to come out. They can take a look at some of the variety trials that are here. They can learn about weed control. They can meet our new entomologist who started just a couple months ago. They can hear about fungicides and diseases. I'll be talking about that. They can learn a little bit about growth stages and economics and nitrogen management. Those are kind of the things that are on the bill that day.
Information from their research trials has very practical application for farmers.
Actually, this morning I sprayed some barley research trials where we're looking at managing fusarium head blight, which most people call scab. That's a project that's funded by the Kentucky Small Grain Growers Association. In addition to that, I am looking at disease control in wheat diseases. In fact, this year there's some stripe rust that's showing up in some of our plots as well as some of the farmers' fields, and so that might be some interesting data that we can collect from my trials this year.
Next Tuesday's Field Day registration at Princeton begins at 8 a.m. local time. Your county extension office will have complete details. We'll be right back.
Family Farmers and American Ethanol are proud to sponsor the 2016 Kentucky-Tennessee Crappie Masters competition on Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley, May the 13th and 14th. They want all boat owners to understand the benefits of ethanol to the environment, the economy, and to the efficient operation of your marine engines. All marine engine manufacturers approve E10 for their boat motors. Get the facts online. Go to ethanol.kybiofuels.info.
Again, that Wheat Field Day is next Tuesday at Princeton, and for non-farmers who travel the state's highways in wintertime, Carl Bradley with perhaps an explanation of how small grains fit in for farmers and show up in the landscape.
With wheat and barley, they're planted in the fall, so that's why when you're driving through Kentucky through the winter months, you see some green grass, what it looks like growing out in the fields along the highways. That's most likely going to be winter wheat. So that gets harvested in the summer, usually sometime in June, and then farmers can come back and plant soybean right after that. So it does make it so that, in a way, some farmers are able to get two different crops in a single year. It does make it very important for just having a good rotation as well as profitability.
That small grain rotation improves soils and helps break up disease and pest cycle. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.